The most important lesson I was taught was the lesson of possibility. And that was taught to me by my parents. I knew I wanted to be a journalist, since I was in elementary school. And when I got to college, I had a college professor at Simmons College in Boston named Alden Poole. He worked for years at newspapers in Boston, and he would simply show up in class and tell us stories about the newsroom, which to me was incredibly romantic, the idea of what happens in a newsroom and how news gets covered. He was a crusty guy teaching people about a women's college, teaching us about how to function in a newsroom, but not putting any limitations on how it functions. And it was because of him that I had my idea of newspapering and my love of newspapering confirmed that this was a place where I could do this. He helped me get my internship that led to my first job, which is at the Boston Herald American, his old newspaper, which even though this was the 70s, it was a newspaper which is a throwback to the front page with lots of old guys who'd never seen anything, old white guys, frankly, who'd never seen anything like me, a college-educated black woman. And they didn't know how to deal with me. And I had Alden Poole in my head saying, you can do it, just go in there and show them, give them what for. And because he didn't put those limitations on me that I was talking about, because it was always made, it was also always demonstrated what the possibilities were, I felt the echo throughout my career. Along the way, at these corners that you turn in your life, there are people, if you're fortunate, who can nudge you in a direction or urge you to be courageous. And that, to me, is the essence of what mentoring is. The ideal is to have older people sharing with younger people what they've already learned and younger people sharing right back and telling them what it is that they don't know. I never am more stimulated than when I'm in the room with someone who's younger who can tell me something I don't know. But people, young people want is to have someone listen to them, and to listen to their aspirations, not to judge them, not to tell them why they can't do it. Often that's their parents who will do that for them. From you, they want a sense of possibility. And that's what a good mentor does. It gives you a sense of everything that's possible for you, not only with their own example, but also with their faith in you.